San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. This segment's all about food waste, and let's get right to it. We have the owner of the Red Door Restaurant and Wine Bar, Trish Watlington. Trish, how are you?
I am excellent, thank you. How are you?
Great. And we have Flora Franco. She's a chef and entrepreneur, and in charge of all the. Well, give us your title, chef.
Well, I'm the culinary director for the Barry Goodnight dinner.
Right, that's going on right now.
Yes.
At this magnificent place amongst the African art and all the animals and everything out there. It's unbelievable. And Jamie Frisch, food activist with Meat Collective, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Jamie. So let's see here. What to do? The salient points we wanted to talk about. It says, like, Trader Joe's founder is launching markets in low-income communities and using throwaway groceries that are still good. And only the sell-by date is expired. The groceries are also used in on-site restaurants. Are we seeing more of that? How do we preserve food or reduce waste? Trish, you want to jump in on that? Or if you don't want to talk about it. How you've done it at your place. You've just won a farm-to-table award in San Diego. So
we did, and how we do it at our place is we use everything. We use every scrap of everything there is. So if we grow a beet, we use the top, we use the root. We do that with every plant that we grow or that we buy.
That's awesome.
And we proportion our food correctly so that very little of it comes back to the kitchen. But when it does, we're working on a new program with someone in San Diego who's working on a post-consumer waste program for food from restaurants so that it can be composted. The things that we do use that can't be eaten, we compost, and they all come back to our garden. But our chef Carrie is the queen of using and preserving everything, including whole animals, which is Jamie's department.
Excellent. Now, you're a member of the advisory board of the Barry Good Food Foundation. So what do you hope the foundation can accomplish?
One of the things that I really hope the foundation can accomplish is bringing food to individuals who live in food deserts, who don't have access to good, healthy, nutritional food, and teaching them how to use it, because a lot of people, even when they get access, don't necessarily know what to do with it.
Hmm.